Welcome friends to Literature Mantra, I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio I'll discuss the writer William Goulding. William Goulding. The dates of William Goulding are from 1911 to 1993. Now, reading about William Goulding is important because he has won the Booker Prize as well as the Nobel Prize for Literature. In the year 1983, he won the Nobel Prize for Literature. Now, the novel for which William Goulding is very famous is his first novel, that was Lord of the Flies. Lord of the Flies. Not Lord of the Rings, but Lord of the Flies. This was published in 1954. Uske upar ye film bhi kai baar ban chuki hai Hollywood mein. So what is this about? It is a story of a group of school boys who are isolated on a island, but who ultimately revert to savagery. Matlab, instead of behaving in a proper way, they just behave in a very savage way. So indirectly, William Goulding wants to convey the rapid and inevitable dissolution of social customs or traditions or principles that happens, and indirectly it also reflects the post-war disillusionment with human nature, because as I told you, this novel was published in 1954, so just few years after the Second World War. Along with that, William Goulding has explained that the novel originates from his own experience of human evil, human evil during the atrocities of the Second World War. And let me also remind you that during the Second World War, William Goulding joined the British Navy, which also fought the Germans and the allies of Germany, Germany, Japan and the others. So he has a first hand experience of how brutal, how inhumane the Second World War was like. So in this novel, as I told you, that this group of English schoolboys who are deserted on an island, they just descend into savage behavior. So William Goulding wants to show that when the constraints of civilization or let's say rule of law are removed, the essential nature and original sin of man is revealed. Now after that, the next important novel by William Goulding is The Inheritors. The Inheritors. I-N-H-E-R-I-T-O-R-S. The Inheritors. This was published in 1955. And this is set in the last days of the Neanderthal man. If you have read about the evolution of human beings, earlier there was something called Neanderthals. So the story in this novel is set in the last days of the Neanderthal man. And even this story is essentially about violence and depravity of human nature. Uske baad do aur novels hain inke, that are also similar. Similar in let's say treatment and theme. One is called Free Fall. Free Fall. That was published in 1959. Then the next one is The Spire. S-P-I-R-E. The Spire. And both of these novels, demonstrate Goulding's belief that, man produces evil as a bee produces honey. Within quotes. Man produces evil as a bee produces honey. Now, uske baad, as I told you, that he has won the Booker Prize also. And the novel for which he won the Booker Prize was titled Rites of Passage. R-I-T-E-S. Rites of Passage. This was published in 1980. And after this novel, Rites of Passage, two more sequels were published. Sequels to this novel. The second novel was Close Quarters. Close Quarters. This was published in 1987. Uske baad ek aur novel inhone publish kiya tha called Fire Down Below. Fire Down Below. This was published in 1989. And sometimes these three novels are called the Sea Trilogy. Sea Trilogy. S-E-A. Matlab, and why they are called the Sea Trilogy? Because they deal with sea life. Life at sea. Uske upar hai hai. And for the achievements of William Goulding, he was later knighted. Matlab, now he is called Sir William Goulding. And his writings are also important because he is amongst the 50 greatest British writers since 1945. So if you are reading about the writings of British literature after 1945, you should pay attention to the writings of William Goulding. तो कम से कम दो नॉवेल्स तो आप याद ही रखना, लॉर्ड ऑफ द फ्लाइज, आफ्टर दैट राइट्स ऑफ पैसेज, और एक और नॉवल का नाम याद रखना आप, द इनहेरिटर्स. एंड एज आई टोल्ड यू दैट दिस स्टोरी इज सेट इन द नियंडरथल टाइम्स. And in this novel, he just examines the evolution of man, okay, in the primeval times, okay, and shows how one tribe, okay, how one tribe supersedes another because it can perform more evil deeds. Matlab, instead of doing some good things, one tribe beats the other one by doing some more evil deeds, okay.